Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. This week I'm talking about failure. I want to encourage you how to have a prosperous and successful life. The Bible promises it is our guide and how to do that. But there are times when every Christian will fail. We are all capable of failure. In fact, recognizing that is one of the things the Bible wants us to know so that we will be on guard, so that we will be less likely to fail. If we think that once we're a Christian or once we've been a Christian for so many years or once we've studied the Bible for a certain amount of time, that then we are above failure, then that's when we will fail. So the Bible is very clear about this. It tells us a story about all of Jesus' disciples. Jesus says, "You're all going to fall away from me." And they all say, "No, we will die before we fall away from you." And of course, we know the story. Jesus goes to the garden to pray. The disciples are falling asleep. The soldiers come to arrest Jesus. They fall away. Peter, in particular, is prominent in this story because he disowns Jesus. He denies that he even knows Jesus. We're going to look at that story today. What's going on when we fail is, well, Jesus says it this way. He tells the disciples, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." We as Christians have been given a spirit that God has made alive. We've been born again spiritually, so we desire to follow God, but the flesh still has the corruption of sin in it. And as long as we are united to this flesh, as long as the resurrection hasn't occurred yet and our body is not glorified or made completely right and saved, we're going to be susceptible to failure, and at times we will fail. And so we see this with Peter. But as I read the story of Peter, I want you to begin to realize that what is the most important thing to understand about failure is how to respond when we fail. Peter fails miserably here in this section of Scripture. I'm in Matthew 26, verse 69. But Peter responds to his failure in the right way, and we need to learn from Peter. Judas Iscariot also fails Jesus, and he responds to his failure in the wrong way. So we will learn from both examples, a positive and a negative. The Bible says about Peter, "Now Peter was sitting out in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him. 'You also were with Jesus of Galilee,' she said. But he denied it before them all. 'I don't know what you're talking about,' he said. Then he went out to the gateway where another servant girl saw him and said to the people there, 'This fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth.' He denied it again with an oath, 'I don't know the man.' After a little while, those standing there went up to Peter and said, 'Surely you are one of them. Your accent gives you away.' Then he began to call down curses, and he swore to them, 'I don't know the man.' Immediately a rooster crowed. Then Peter remembered the words Jesus had spoken, 'Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times.' And he went outside and wept bitterly." Peter was overcome with sorrow because he realized he had failed Jesus. Now, should a Christian have sorrow when they fail Jesus, when you fail following the commandments of God? Yes, I do think that sorrow is appropriate. It should be our greatest desire, what our spirit wills, is to follow God. So when we fail, it should cause sorrow. However, we should not stay in our sorrow. The sorrow, that emotion of sorrow, should be a motivator for us to do something with it. And what we do with it is all important. So let's switch now and look over to what Judas does. All right, so hold off on that. Peter begins responding the right way with sorrow. The question then is, what will he do with his sorrow? But the Bible immediately switches here to Matthew 27 and talks about Judas. It says, "Early in the morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people made their plans how to have Jesus executed. So they bound him, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate, the governor. When Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders. 'I have sinned,' he said, 'for I have betrayed innocent blood.' 'What is that to us?' they replied. 'That's your responsibility.' So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went away and hanged himself." I would say that Judas actually did a number of things right here in how he responded. Judas of course, betrayed Jesus. Judas pretended to be a follower of Jesus so that he could stay with Jesus, see his whereabouts in order to hand him over, in order to have him arrested and put to death. And Judas realized he was wrong. That's good. That's a start. To recognize that you have failed is the first step in how to respond to failure. Woe unto you if you're failing and you don't even know that you're failing. That's the worst place to be in. That's why we need to study the Bible and focus on Jesus so that we recognize failure. Judas also has the next thing that we need, I think, in failure, and that is sorrow. He has remorse. He wishes that he hadn't done what he did. It causes him sorrow, just like Peter. Peter wished that he hadn't done what he did. That's why he had sorrow. Judas even goes a step farther and does something to try to make it right. He acknowledges to the chief priests and elders that he has sinned. He defends Jesus. He says he's innocent. But the response is, well, too late now. You've already blown it. You shouldn't have betrayed him if you thought he was innocent. But Judas at least makes an attempt to claim Jesus was innocent, and then he returns the money. He gives back the money. All of these things are the right responses when we fail. We should recognize failure. We should have sorrow that we have failed. We should seek to correct the damage we've done as much as possible. If there's a monetary value involved, like Judas received this money, which he shouldn't have, he returns it. You know, those are the kinds of things we should seek to do when we recognize failure. That's the beginnings of repentance. But Judas misses the most important part. Judas goes out and hanged himself. Judas said, that's it, I'm done. I messed up, I'm a failure, I don't measure up, therefore God can't use me anymore, therefore I'm too embarrassed to ever face Jesus anymore, I'm too embarrassed to face the other disciples, I don't have any point in going on living. That's where Judas was wrong. Peter, we know, on the other hand, stuck around. Peter was sorrowful, Peter mourned, but then Peter went with John, and they rushed to the tomb Sunday morning when the women started saying that the body had been moved or that he had been resurrected, or they didn't understand what the women were saying, but Peter went. Peter saw the resurrected Christ. He faced the disciples. He owned his mistake. He was not too prideful to say that he was beyond failure. He showed his face to them. He said, I failed. I disowned the Lord. And then he talks with the Lord, and the Lord forgives him. The Lord asks him to feed his sheep, in other words, to take on a leadership position. The Lord restores him. You see, here's the lesson about failure we learn from Peter and Judas. We will fail at times, and God knows we will fail, and that does not mean God is done with us. Instead of running away from Jesus like Judas did, we have to do what Peter did. Peter ran to Jesus. And when you are a believer in Jesus and he's already forgiven all your sin and you have failed and you have sorrow because you failed and you know you didn't want to fail, you run to Jesus. You run to Jesus by taking responsibility for your actions, trying to correct them wherever possible, apologizing, recognizing that you have caused pain. But then you don't flee from Jesus, you run to him. You call on him, you ask for his forgiveness, and he is rich in mercy and willing to forgive, and he will restore you. That takes humility. That takes saying, you know what, I don't have it all figured out. I'm not a super Christian that never makes mistakes. You have to humble yourself, but Jesus is right there waiting for you and will welcome you with open arms. If you are experiencing failure in your life, let me encourage you, run to Jesus this morning, pray to him, talk with him. He is faithful, loving, and forgiving, and he's not done with you yet. We'll pick up here tomorrow. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.